Jessica Vaughn, Kirstjen Nielsen was actively working against the president. By Robert Krajicek on April 9, 2019. Jessica Vaughn, director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News that former Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen actively undermined President Donald Trump's agenda on border security and immigration. Offering her remarks on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Patrick Kirilke. Mansour invited Vaughn's comments on Nielsen's conduct as the former head of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, following Nielsen's resignation on Sunday. "I actually think that, Kirstjen Nielsen, has been on borrowed time for a long time and it shouldn't have taken this long," said Vaughn. "It's the right move. It's important to hold her accountable for her failures, especially this most recent crisis at the border. Listen." Vaughn speculated that Nielsen sought to deflect her former responsibilities for border security by initiating consideration of the establishment of a border czar. "Recently, there was talk about appointing a border czar, and some names were floated of good people with the right vision on immigration policy," recalled Vaughn. "But we have a border czar, and it's the Secretary of Homeland Security. Kirstjen Nielsen has been the border czar, and there was a report in CNN today that she was the one who started floating this idea, perhaps to distract some attention from her own failure to implement the needed policies." Vaughn continued, "Ultimately, she's been held accountable. I'll be interested to see what her plan is. Everyone always said she was more comfortable at Davos than in DHS. And I don't know how, now that she's the face of family separation, it's going to be a hard move." Mansour asked Vaughn about Nielsen's expansion of DHS's catch and release policy. "Kirstjen Nielsen's strategy seemed to be that if things got really bad, and she could just explain to the members of Congress and to the public that things were really horrible at the border, that it's out of control, that it truly was a crisis, that Congress would act to change the laws to enable her to stop this crisis," explained Vaughn. Vaughn added, "It really is a serious problem in the communities that have had to absorb this influx of tens of thousands of illegal crossers every month who have joined the illegal population and are causing major problems in schools around the country for taxpayers to support." Vaughn continued, "This is truly a disaster. And it worsened on, Kirstjen Nielsen /watch, because she did not take steps early enough to make a difference. And then when she started to call for more action and take more action, it was too little, too late, and too half-hearted. So this is at her feet. Nielsen secured her role at DHS via her professional and personal proximity to John Kelly," recalled Vaughn. "My understanding is that Kirstjen Nielsen was a trusted staffer for John Kelly, who was originally the first DHS secretary, and agreed to come over to the White House as chief of staff if she could be installed at DHS," stated Vaughn. "But she already had a reputation at that point. People were dismayed when that happened, and actually there were some resignations in DHS when she was named to be secretary. She was someone with very little experience, none in immigration, and also someone who did not seem to be particularly in step with the president's agenda." Vaughn remarked, "When Kirstjen Nielsen became secretary, she brought in a group of people to work for her in the front office who decided that they were there so they could undermine things that other appointees of the president's were trying to accomplish." Vaughn added, "It's not just that Kirstjen Nielsen was incompetent and over her head. It's that the people who worked for her were actively trying to undermine, for example, the Buy American, Hire American initiative, enforcement of immigration laws, bolder steps to address the border crisis and get our immigration system back on track, and particularly to solve this crisis." Vaughn concluded, "It wasn't just a matter of being incompetent. She was actively working against the president." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.